कर्तुः प्रभोस्तव किमस्यत आवहन्ति। त्यक्तः ह्रियस्त्वदवरोपितकर्त्रिवादा। Two Prabhus and two Matajis, can you please say the shlokas? Shri Vindhyavali Ruvacha. Kridartamat idam trijagat kritam te. Swamyam tu tatra kudhiyo para isha kuryo. कर्तुः प्रभोस्तव किमस्यत आवहन्ति। त्यक्तः ह्रियस्त्वदवरोपितकर्तृवादा। श्रीविन्द्यावलिरुवाच क्रीडार्थमात्मन इदं त्रिजगत्कृतं ते स्वाम्यं तु तत्र कुधियो पर ईश कुर्यो कर्तुः प्रभोस्तव किमस्यत आवहन्ति। त्यक्तः ह्रियस्त्वदवरोपितकर्त्रिवादा। माताजीस्, श्रीविन्द्यावलिरुवाच क्रीडार्थमात्मन इदं त्रिजगत्कृतं ते स्वाम्यं तु तत्र कुधियो पर ईश कुर्यु कर्तुः प्रभोस्तव किमस्यत आवहन्ति। त्यक्तः ह्रियस्तदपरोपितकर्त्रिवादा। श्रीविन्द्यावलिरुवाच क्रीडार्थमात्मन इदं त्रिजगत्कृतं ते स्वाम्यं तु तत्र कुधियो पर ईश कुर्यु कर्तुः प्रभोस्तव किमस्यत आवहन्ति। त्यक्तः ह्रियस्त्वदवरोपितकर्त्रिवादा। Let's read the word to word translation. Please repeat. Shri Vindhyavali Uvacha. Vindhyavali, the wife of Bali Maharaja, said, Kridartham, for the sake of pastimes, Atmanah, of yourself, idam, this, trijagat, the three worlds, this universe, kritam, was created, te, by you, swamyam, proprietorship, tu, but, tatra, thereon, kudhiyah, foolish rascals, apare, others, isha, O my Lord, kuryuhu, having established, kartuhu, for the Supreme Creator, prabhoho, for the Supreme Maintainer, tava, for your good self, kim, what, asyatah, for the Supreme Annihilator, avahanti, they can offer, Tyaktahriyah, shameless, without intelligence. Twat, by you. Avaropita, falsely imposed because of poor fund of knowledge. Kartrivadah, the proprietorship of such foolish agnostics. Translation by Srila Prabhupada, please repeat. Srimati Vindhyavali said, O my Lord, you have created the entire universe for the enjoyment of your personal pastimes. But foolish, unintelligent men have claimed proprietorship for material enjoyment. Certainly they are shameless agnostics. Falsely claiming proprietorship, they think they can give charity and enjoy. In such a condition, what good can they do for you, who are the independent creator, maintainer, and annihilator of this universe? Purport by Srila Prabhupada, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Bali Maharaja's wife, who was most intelligent, supported the arrest of her husband and accused him of having no intelligence because he had claimed proprietorship of the property of the Lord. Such a claim is a sign of demoniac life. Although the demigods, who are officials appointed by the Lord for management, are attached to materialistic enjoyment, they never claim to be proprietors of the universe, for they know that the actual proprietor of everything is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the qualification of the demigods. But the demons, instead of accepting the exclusive proprietorship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, claim the property of the universe for themselves through demarcations of nationalism. This part is mine and that part is yours, they say. This part I can give in charity and this part I can keep for enjoyment, for my enjoyment. These are all demoniac conceptions. This is described in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 16, verse 13. Idam adya maya labdham imam prapsye manoratham. Thus far I have acquired so much money and land. Now I have to add more and more. In this way, I shall be the greatest proprietor of everything. Who can compete with me? These are all demoniac conceptions. Bali Maharaj's wife accused Bali Maharaj by saying that although the Supreme Personality of Godhead had arrested him, showing him extraordinary mercy, and although Bali Maharaj was offering his body to the Supreme Lord for the Lord's third step, he was still in the darkness of ignorance. Actually, the body did not belong to him. But because of his long-standing demoniac mentality, he could not understand this. He thought that since he had been defamed for his inability to fulfill the promise of charity, and since the body belonged to him, he would free himself from defamation by offering his body. Actually, however, the body does not belong to anyone but the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by whom the body is given, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, 18 chapter 61st verse, Ishvara sarva bhutanam hriddesher junatishthati brahman sarva bhutani yantra rudhani mayaya. The Lord is situated in the core of everyone's heart, and according to the material desires of the living entity, the Lord offers a particular type of machine, the body, through the agency of the material energy. The body actually does not belong to the living entity. It belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Under the circumstance, how could Bali Maharaj claim that the body belonged to him? Thus, Vindhyavali, Bali Maharaj's intelligent wife, prayed that her husband be released by the Lord's causeless mercy. Otherwise, Bali Maharaj was nothing but a shameless demon, specifically described as Tyaktahriyas, Twad Avaropita Kartrivadaha, a foolish person claiming proprietorship over the property of the Supreme Person. In the present age, Kali Yuga, the number of such shameless men who are agnostics, disbelieving in the existence of God, has increased. Trying to defy the authority of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, So-called scientists, philosophers and politicians manufacture plans and schemes for the destruction of the world. They cannot do anything good for the world, and unfortunately, because of Kali Yuga, they have plunged the affairs of the world into mismanagement. Thus, there is a great need for the Krishna consciousness movement for the benefit of innocent people who are being carried away by propaganda of such demons. If the present status quo is allowed to continue, people will certainly suffer more and more under the leadership of these demoniac agnostics. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prejthaya Bhutle Srimate Jaya Pataka Swamini Tinamne Namacharya Padaya Nitai Kripa Pradayini Gaurakatha Damadaya Nagara Grama Tarini Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Giram Yat Kripa Tamaham Vandi Shri Gurundina Tarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ichwaram Kathanchana Smrite Yasmin Dushkaram Sukharam Bhavit Visprate Viparitam Syat Shri Chaitanya Namamitam. So today's verse, we can see we are in the climax of this big drama that's happening. So there is Bali Maharaj, who is the king of so many planetary systems, and he is arrested by the Supreme Lord, and there is all his subjects, everybody is watching what's going to happen to their king. And also there is his glorious grandfather Prahlad Maharaj, who is there, present there. And then there is Lord Brahma. So Prahlad Maharaj, we can see in this verse, he is going and talking to the Supreme Lord Vamanadev, and he is trying to recommend that Bali Maharaj be released. And also Lord Brahma is just beginning to speak, and he's also trying to recommend that Bali Maharaj be released. But we can see the beauty of this pastime here. The Supreme Lord wants that his great devotee Srimati Vindhyavali Devi, he wants that her glories be brought out as well. So the Lord could have easily released Vamanadev because he has shown exemplary surrender here. Yet he wants to bring out the beauty and the greatness of Vindhyavali Devi. So he's allowing that she come forward, and then we can see she immediately responds. She senses the urgency. She's saying that, you know, the elders, you know, they're all trying, and then Krishna's not doing anything yet. So she wants to go and immediately intervene, and she goes and surrenders to the Lord. And she's seeing her husband, he's just holding on to that one little thing. He's still thinking that he's, you know, the body belongs to him. So she just wants to rectify the situation. So she's going there to the Supreme Lord, and she's pleading for her husband. And then we see that, you know, that's why she's here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, because she's such a glorious devotee. And then we are discussing about her today to draw inspiration in our own personal lives of devotional service. So Vindhyavali Devi, we can see she is an example of a very, very good wife. She's a perfect wife. So she's doing her duty as Dharma Patni. Dharma Patni is explained by Srila Prabhupada in one of the purports to the fourth canto in the 26th chapter. He says, apart from, you know, a Dharma Patni being one who is married in a proper religious ritualistic ceremony, she is considered the good intelligence of the husband. So Dharma Patni is one who supports her husband to be able to follow his dharma well. So she continuously supports the husband, trying to, you know, coax him to fall in line in case he's deviating. So this is a very great duty of a chaste and intelligent wife. So we can see that she's doing that here. You know, she's going to the Lord, and then she's saying, please, my dear Lord, you know, she even uses harsh words to describe the foolishness of her husband. She says, like, you know, please forgive him, you know, please, Lord. And then she pleases the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She does this, a chaste wife does this also. So even if a husband is having demoniac tendencies, the wife, she with her good intelligence tries to counsel her husband, and also she goes directly to the Supreme Lord and prays for him. So that's exactly what she's doing here. She just runs to the Supreme Lord and she's telling, please Krishna, please Vamanadev, please forgive him. He's just like, you know, just that little thing. So please forgive him. So this is what she's doing. And we can see in the previous verse, she's mentioned as a sadhvi. Sadhvi, Prabhupada translates in the word to word, he says a chaste wife. So a chaste wife always protects her husband and pleads mercy for the husband, and she always tries to please the Supreme Lord. Even if she is a more exalted devotee than her husband, she never exhibits in such a way in public. She always protects her husband, and then she acts as his good intelligence. So we can see that Vindhyavali Devi is doing this in this verse. And there are so many other examples of dharmapatnis and chaste women in the shastras. We can see a very similar situation that happened in the Krishna Leela. The Nagapatnis, the wives of Kaliya, they went to the Supreme Lord and then they were praying for his release. And then we can see that the Brahmana's wives in the Krishna Leela also, they were also pleasing the Supreme Lord better. They understood the essence of worshipping better than their own husbands. So they were pleasing the Supreme Lord. And then we can see Mandodari, the wife of the demon Ravana. She used to constantly counsel him and then try and tell him to return Mother Sita and then, you know, fall in line with Dharma. And also Gandhari, we can see she was also trying to counsel her demoniac. So we can see all of these women had demoniac husbands, and they exhibited great tolerance and patience. As followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all of us are supposed to inculcate these qualities in our devotional life. So we can see Mahaprabhu says, Tarorapi Sahishnuna. So Sahishnuna is the quality of tolerance. So there are so many disturbing situations. So even if there are disturbing situations, we should learn to tolerate them and plead for the mercy of the Lord and then go ahead. So instead of just giving up, we should learn to tolerate and then go forward. Also, Rupa Goswami in his Nectar of Instruction, he says, Utsaha Nishaya Dhairya. Dhairya is to be patient. So there Prabhupada specifically quotes the example of how a woman has to be patient even after she's married. She has to be patient with her husband. So nowadays we see these qualities are fast deteriorating in all sections of the society, and we have a great responsibility to fall in line and then inculcate and practice these qualities in our own devotional life. Krishna says in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita that Krishna is fine speech, good intelligence, fame, fortune, memory, steadfastness and patience among women. So these are qualities that Krishna naturally endows women with, and it is our responsibility, and it's up to us to be able to use these skills that Krishna has given in his own service. If we don't use what Krishna has given to us in his service, then we become kripanas, misers. So we have to work on using whatever Krishna has given us and then inculcating also what we don't have. So this is really important. So we can see Vindhyavali Devi, she's saying that we have to overcome our demoniac tendencies. So Prabhupada explains, who is a demon? A demon is someone who claims false proprietorship over the Lord's property. So Krishna is Rasaraj. Krishna does everything, I mean all that exists in this in his creation is all meant for his enjoyment. So everything, even we are supposed to be dasas, we are supposed to be for the enjoyment of the Lord. But instead we want to claim false proprietorship over the Lord's property. We want to think we are the masters. So this is being condemned here. And then, you know, like for example, if we go to a neighbor's house and then we start saying that there are so many possessions that the neighbor has, and then we say, oh, this is my iPhone, this is my laptop, this is my television, this is my couch or whatever. So then it's just being silly. So it's actually belonging to the Lord. Everything belongs to the Lord. And then if we start saying this belongs to me, or if we claim proprietorship over it, then it's just being foolish. And that's what is being called as demoniac here. So the body that is given to us is actually, Prabhupada says, he quotes from the Bhagavad Gita in this purport, he says it's actually an instrument, it's actually a machine, it's a device that's given to us to use in Krishna's service. So if we don't use this body back in Krishna's service, then we are just being demons. So it's like a rent-a-car. So we go to a rent-a-car, we rent a car, and then if we start saying, okay, this car is mine, so then it's again foolish. So it's like that. Prabhupada says in the purport here, Kali Yuga is full of such demons. We can see all these demoniac qualities in many of us. You know, in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna lists what are divine qualities and what are demoniac qualities. So as practicing devotees, it will be a good idea if we actually make a list of all of those and then put it in a place where, like, you know, we can just review ourselves every day, internalize on the qualities that we have, and then we can make a list and then see what we are we getting off our demoniac qualities? Are we trying to work on our divine qualities? So this is a good idea for devotees to introspect and work on. So we can see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very effective, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has demonstrated how he actually killed the demoniac qualities of Jagai and Madhai. So praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will help us overcome our own demoniac qualities. And then Prabhupada often keeps telling that we have to be sufficiently afraid of Maya. So we should be very, very vigilant as devotees to see how much, you know, we are associating with Maya. The more we associate with Maya, the more we get entangled. So Hari Shauri Prabhu, His Grace Hari Shauri Prabhu, was telling yesterday how the more we associate with Maya, the more we get entangled in it. So Krishna, we know that Krishna says in Ishopanishad that Ishavasyam Idam Sarvam, everything belongs to Krishna. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Krishna says, you know, from me everything has emanated. So these are verses that we can meditate on. And Krishna says, Matta Parataram Nanyat Kinchidasti Dhananjaya. So everything is like pearls strung on a thread, it rests on Krishna. So everything actually belongs to Krishna. So there is nothing for us to claim proprietorship about. So we can repeat the prayers of the acharyas. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he writes these songs, Sarvasya tomar charane sompiya podechi tomar ghare. So everything I have, I just come and I put it at your lotus feet. Tumi to Thakur tomar kukur bhuliya jana humore. So you are the master and I'm your dog. We are just supposed to be dogs of Krishna. And that song is so beautiful. Bhaktivinoda Thakur goes on to explain what a dog is supposed to do. So it's so beautiful. And then there is another song written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He says, Manasa deho geho jo kichu mor arpilu tua pada nanda kishore. So whatever, you know, little possessions Krishna you have given me, I just come and put it at your lotus feet. I want to engage it in your service. So these are prayers, very powerful prayers by our acharyas. So when we repeat these prayers, then, and when we meditate on these prayers, we get the mercy of the acharyas and we'll be able to progress in our own devotional life. And Prabhupada, in the purport, he quotes, he says one line that Bali Maharaj, actually the body did not belong to him, but because of his long-standing demoniac mentality, he could not understand this. So Bali Maharaj's long-standing demoniac association has actually made him not realize that the body actually belongs to him, does not belong to him. So this shows the power of association. You know, although Bali Maharaj, the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj, he is such a great personality, still the association can actually take us away from Krishna so badly. So we have examples from the Shastras of Narakasura or Bhaumasura. He was actually the son of Bhumi Devi, and yet because of his bad association he became an Asura. We have the example of Ajamila, who was a very nice Brahmana, and because of his bad association he just, you know, became completely opposite. And we have the example of Kaikeyi, who is, you know, because of her association, she actually offended Lord Ram. And we have the example of Bharat Maharaj and the deer. So how he, because of his association or because of not having Sadhu Sangha, he just, you know, fell down and deviated from his path. And we know the power of positive association of devotees. Narad Muni, when he was a child, because he associated with the sadhus during the Chaturmasya, so he became such a great exalted personality. We have the example of Prahlad Maharaj, we have Dhruva Maharaj, who because of the instructions and association of Narad Muni became great personalities. We have the example of Haridas Thakur, who actually was able to give his association to a person who had come to spoil his life, you know, the prostitute who came to spoil his life. So he could give his association and actually make her a good devotee. And we have the exemplary life of Srila Prabhupada. How, because of his association, there are so many wonderful devotees today all over the world, you know. So we can see the power of association of a pure devotee. Shastras glorify Lavamatra Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhi Hoy. And in the Bhagavatam, Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani, where there is a pure devotee, that place becomes a place of pilgrimage. So it's so powerful, the association of pure devotees is so powerful, so we must take the association of pure devotees. And then also, again another song by Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he says, Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajana Anukula. So, for our bhajana, for our sadhana and our bhajana, what is anukula, what is favorable is Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu. So, the pure devotee, Shuddha Bhaktas, feet, the dust from his feet, charana renu, renu is the dust. So the dust from the feet of a devotee, a pure devotee, is so powerful for our own bhajana, which is, it is very favorable for our bhajana. So we must take the association of devotees and safeguard our devotional service. So it's important that we all stay strong as a good team to help each other in our devotional service. Rupa Goswami recommends that Guhyam Akhyati Prichati, he says, you know, one of the symptoms of love for devotees is like we help each other in our devotional service. We help to sort our problems, you know, because of our contamination from our previous lives and even in this life, we have difficulties in executing devotional service. So we are supposed to help each other. So this is what devotees is meant for. One of the five potent forms of devotional service is Sadhu Sangha, Rupa Goswami says. So it's very, very important to keep association with devotees. And even in the Vaishnava K book, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says that it's important to be in association with devotees. It's cheating ourselves if we keep ourselves away from devotees. So it's so important to keep in touch with devotees and open our heart and discuss our difficulties so that we can progress and we can help others also progress in devotion. So I just want to quote one example that happens during this Chaturmasya. Today is the first day of Chaturmasya, and we can in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela 4.169, Prabhupada explains that about Chaturmasya. He says how Chaturmasya should be observed by all sections of population. So he says, like, you know, doing this is so important. So I'm just remembering how, like, during the Bhishma Panchaka Vrata, so there are so many devotees here in Mayapur. They are all, you know, in one place. And it's so difficult for many of us to eat that particular type of food. Like, you know, there is only fruits and roots fast. So many of us are used to eating, like, you know, other types of prasadam every day, and this is so austere for many people. So when it is done in the association of devotees, it becomes so easy. So this is the power of association of devotees. And in the same purport, Prabhupada says that the purpose of doing this Chaturmasya, he says that everybody must follow this, and he also says the purpose of doing this Chaturmasya is to reduce our sense gratification. So minimize our sense gratification. So this is what we are here. We are, all of us are associating with each other for, to minimize our sense gratification and to start you know, learn to do more and more service for the Lord. And then he says that we must give up you know, four kinds of foodstuffs. It's not so difficult, but he says foods intended for sense gratification. In the first month we should give up eating spinach, in the second month we should give up eating yogurt, in the third month we should give up eating milk, and in the fourth month we should give up eating masoor dal and urad dal, which are very high in protein, which are considered equal to non-vegetarian foods. So these are simple things, and when we execute these in the association of devotees, it becomes very enjoyable and very easy for us instead of doing it all by ourselves. So so towards the end of Srila Prabhupada's purport, he's making an appeal to all of us. He says they cannot do anything good for the world. Basically, he's addressing the demons who are causing destruction to the world. They cannot do any good for the world, and unfortunately, because of Kali Yuga, they have plunged the affairs of the world into mismanagement. And Prabhupada says, thus, there is a great need for the Krishna consciousness movement for the benefit of innocent people who are being carried away by propaganda of such demons. So Prabhupada is making an appeal to all of us. We, as the members of this Krishna consciousness movement that Srila Prabhupada has so dearly created for us, we have to set right this mismanagement that's constantly being created by the demons. We have to reach out to the innocent. Prabhupada says we must reach out to the innocent. So in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, like preaching, a preacher is very, very dear to Krishna. So when we preach, we become very dear to Krishna, and at the same time we reach out to so many people, we save their lives. We save their lives. Yesterday His Grace Harishauri Prabhu was talking about how you know, there's so much he was talking about the banes of all these scientific advancements and how it's so entangling. So we must be very careful. And he was also mentioning how it's important to lead a simple life and spend more time for our bhajana and our sadhana. So this is very important. Must try and minimize our bodily needs and try to live simple. This is very important for our devotional service. And so Srila Prabhupada, this is Srila Prabhupada's mood. We can see he's matching with the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's telling how you know, we have to distribute. Mahaprabhu says, like, I'm the gardener, and how much can I distribute? I need so many people to help me. So Srila Prabhupada, he has already done so much. Srila Prabhupada has already done so much. He's, you know, it's not imaginable by any ordinary personality. Throughout the world, he has spread this Krishna consciousness movement. He's done so much, and he's appealing to us to continue this glorious service that he has started for all of us. So we all have so much to do. He has given us so much service. There's so much to do in devotional service. So the thing that we have to be careful about is to keep ourselves pure. Keep ourselves pure by following in line with Srila Prabhupada's teachings. We should not deviate from Prabhupada's teachings. We should be very careful to keep in line with Prabhupada's teachings. And also I see that there is a big necessity of reaching out to the younger generation that's coming up. So, you know, we have to be very vigilant to help them inculcate their Krishna consciousness nicely. So in the Bhagavatam it says, Gurur na sasyat, Swajano na sasyat, Pita na sasyat, Janani na sasyat, Daivam na tatsyat, Patim na sasyat, Na mochayed ya samupeta mrityum. So we cannot take, you know, we have this responsibility, not only as parents, but as preachers also, you know, to watch out for the younger generation. There's so much contamination that's going on. Kali Yuga is fast progressing, and there's so much contamination. So easily they can get distracted and be away from Krishna consciousness. So it's so important, because they are the future pillars of our movement. So it's very important to safeguard them. You know, we must catch them young, and then we must mold them, because they are one of the innocent that Prabhupada is telling here. Prabhupada is telling we must reach out to the innocent. Children are generally very innocent, and you know, they're very malleable. So we can just mold them nicely. We have to be very careful to mold them nicely and bring them up nicely in Krishna consciousness, so that they can carry on this glorious movement of Srila Prabhupada. They are going to be the future pillars of our society. So these are some thoughts that I had that we can meditate upon. And I request that we all pray for each other and stay as a very, very strong team in this beautiful house of Srila Prabhupada, which is built for the whole world. Thank you very much. If there are any questions or comments, please give. If I know the answers to some questions, I will try to explain. Otherwise, I request the senior devotees here to help me out. So, thank you very much for being patient and listening. Thank you so much. Please bless me also to be able to progress in my devotional service. Thank you. Hare Krishna.